Meeting for Marist Education, a nonprofit board which operates Marist Secondary School. I am Debbie Giaquinta, Chair of the Board, and I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take roll call first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of any new members and members of the public. Two is roll call. Present is Debbie Giaquinta, and I am Chair of the Board. Denise Shields. Denise, you're muted, I think.
There we go. I'm Denise Shields, and I'm a member of the Board of Directors for Marist.
Thank you. Aaron Smith.
Aaron Smith, member, Board of Directors, and Marist Learning Lead.
Okay, thank you. Mary Bixby will not be joining us today, and usually at this time she introduces her staff. So if the her staff members want to take a moment just to identify and introduce themselves.
Good morning, Lena Lipio, Chief Business Officer.
Good morning, Tim Tudor, Executive Director.
Good morning, Angela Neri, Board and President Administrative Support.
Anyone else out
Good
there?
Morning, Will Berry, Finance Administrator.
Good morning, I'm Alina Nuno, Assistant to the Chief of Staff.
Thank you and welcome everyone. Item 1.3, we will the establishment of the quorum, and do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3?
Aaron Smith, I make a motion to establishment of quorum, item 1.3.
Do we have a second?
Denise Shields will second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And since we are doing virtual, we do need to take a verbal vote. Debbie Giaquinta votes in favor. Denise Shields?
Aye.
And Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. We could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item 1.5, we would like to approve the agenda. I think you all have it in front of you. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.5?
This is Denise Shields, and I will make a motion to approve item 1.5, the agenda.
Okay, second.
Aaron Smith, I make a second to approve the agenda.
Okay, and then via roll call, we will identify all those in favor. Debbie Giaquinta is in favor. Denise Shields?
Aye.
And Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Motion passes. All right, as we move on, public comment, item 2.0. If you would like to participate in public comment, please complete a speaker card and submit it to staff. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Marist Education Inc. Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur regarding items that are not on the agenda at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to briefly respond to or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes, and speakers may not yield their time. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. Item 2.1, non-agenda item comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on the on items that are not on the agenda? Okay, thank you. Hearing none, we will move on. Item 2.2, agenda items, public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on agenda items? Thank you. Hearing none, we will move on. Item 3.0, administrative items.
Please note, I will be recusing myself from item 3.0, 3.1.
Okay, thank you. Item 3.1 is to consider approval of the learning continuity and attendance plan. Is there a staff report or recommendation?
Yes, we recommend approval. This is the second step in the process with the board for the learning continuity and attendance plan. This is a new requirement this year due to COVID-19. Schools and districts are required to submit this report and have it approved by the author by their board of directors and then submitted to the authorizer by September 30th of this year. It outlines what we're doing in our instructional program for online learning during COVID-19 times and how we're addressing different stakeholder groups as well, how we're getting technology and needed items of students to be able to facilitate the online learning. This has gone to our Student Site Council, our English Learner Advisory Groups. It's posted on our website, and then we had the public hearing at the previous MIRIS board meeting. So we've had a lot of opportunity for stakeholder input, and it's been a collaborative effort in terms of its development with our staff. The nice thing is if you read, as you've read it, you'll see that it really outlines our instructional program as it is now. There's not a lot of big changes for us instructionally because we already were a blended learning online program, independent study for our students. The only change for us is that we don't have access to our resource centers for students at this time. And we're hoping that as the cases drop in the San Bernardino County, that we would be able to go back in the near future at least servicing students once a week from the site so they can access some of the resource centers. But we've given out an awful lot of technology. We've done a lot of professional development. We're making sure that all of our students have what they need to be successful. And this is no different than we do during the non-COVID times. And so for us, this isn't as big of a shift as it might be for a more traditional school where online learning wasn't very prevalent. So the report really solidifies a lot of the things that we were doing before, things that we've adjusted to make sure that we're addressing all aspects of instruction during the COVID-19 times, and would again recommend your approval.
Thank you. Are there any questions or additional comments? All right, do I have a motion for the approval of item 3.1? Denise, you're muted.
It's to work.
There you go.
Okay, thank you. Keep pushing the button, it's not working. This is Denise Shields, and I'll make a motion to approve item 3.1, the learning continuation and attendance plan.
And Debbie Giaquinto will second that motion. Erin is abstaining, and so Debbie Chiquinta voted in favor, Denise Shields in favor, and Erin Smith abstained. Motion passes. All right, item 4.0, the consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved and acted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion of these items prior to the board's vote on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items, which include item 4.1 to consider approval of the revised pupil attendance calendar, and item 4.2, consider approval of the board meeting minutes for August 31st, 2020. Do I have a motion for approval of items 1.4 through item items 4.1 through items 4.2.
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 4.1, the pupil attendance calendar, and item 4.2, the board meeting minutes.
Okay, thank you. And so we will, all those in favor, Aye.
And I think we need a second on that.
We need a second.
Yes. You're right. I'm sorry.
I'll make a second. Shields and I will second.
All right. Denise Shields is second. Debbie Giaquinta votes in favor.
Denise Shields in favor.
And Aaron Smith?
In favor.
Motion passes. As we continue on, item 5.0 is the board comments and announcements. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community, and these are informational in nature and do not require action. Are there any comments or announcements from anyone on the board? Hearing none, we will move on. Item 6.0 is adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
This is Denise Shields, and I'll make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Debbie Giaquinta seconds it. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Debbie Giaquinta is in favor.
Aaron Smith in favor.
And Denise Shields. Motion passes. All right. With that, we'll call for adjournment.
All right. Well, that was quick and easy.
That was very quick and easy. So,
all right. We'll see you guys on October 20th.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for attending. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye.